Hi, I'm Legend Gilchrist, and this is Legendary Life. You know, I was just listening to Triumph's Magic Power. What is your magic power? And I'm not talking about some Harry Power bullshit. Excuse me. I think that's the excessive amount of vodka I've been drinking. Just kidding. I'm not talking about some Harry Potter, Hermione Granger, Ron, whatever the fuck his name. Not that kind of bullshit. What is your magic power? My magic power, if you want to call it magic in quotations, is writing and attempting to influence people like yourself. Whether I'm successful at that or not, that's on you. I like to think that I'm influential. And I am. You know, at one point I was literally staunch Christian Republican, all that bullshit, you know, vote for Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush and George Bush and all those fuckers. I said with slurring speech. And I was at some church like mixer. Now, I've been writing ever since I've been 18, letters to the editor, and I was pretty good at it. Had a pretty good track record of getting most, if not all, of my submissions printed. But on this particular occasion, it was a Sunday afternoon, it was after church, my ex-wife, let's just call her Cindy, which is actually her real name, was the Sunday school director. She took care of the Sunday school and shit. And I had to go, you know, the husband of the good, faithful, whatever. And had my name, you know, Legend Gilchrist. Hi, my name is Legend Gilchrist. I don't give a fuck about you. Which is generally, you know, how those things work. But anyway, just meeting various random people, and this woman comes up to me and she says, I read your opinion piece on abortion. I have an opinion on abortion. I'm not going to say what it is. I said, excuse me. Because at the time, I hadn't written anything for like 3 months. So, you know, I read it. I totally agreed with it. And I thought it was well written. And I'm like, I thought, my God, you remember that? And you remember my name? Oh, yeah, I really touched my heart. I, like I said, it resonated with me. You know, all this to say that my writing is influential at some degree, let's just say at the one-to-one level, which is all that I can hope for. You know, I mentioned this before in a previous podcast. I have my writings, about 3 pages worth. On vocal.media, vocal.media, for those of you who are writing challenge, I'll say it again, vocal.media, and you search my name, Legend Gilchrist, and you're going to find a variety of things. You're not find anything necessarily political. You're not find anything on abortion. I just kind of leave that as your own personal opinion. I do have my own personal opinion. I'm not going to share it with you because this is not the place for that. I'm going to talk about magic powers, and more specifically, what does it take to live a happy life? And you know, it turns out that living a happy life is all about attitude. And of course, you've probably heard the phrase, attitude is everything. Now, in my late 20s and early 30s and up until my mid-40s, my attitude was shit. My life was shit. I didn't appreciate anything. I didn't appreciate my marriage, my job, my car, my house. I appreciated my kids, though. But nothing else. I appreciated my friends. My friend, let's just call him Juan. His real name's not Juan. Who I later found out from my son, my dear young child of a son, in his own way, in a childish, very innocent manner, that that Juan had been fucking my wife while I was in the mental hospital, if you can believe that. Well, of course, Juan no longer became my friend as a result. And he betrayed me, as well as my ex-wife, which is one of the factors why we're no longer married. She's a fine woman in her own right. Right now, we have a fairly decent relationship. She's my power attorney. You might say, what the fuck is wrong with you, Legend? Well, as it turns out, she is smart and has got business sense. And so for the time being, she's my power attorney. So in terms of my attitude there, my attitude is this woman is smart, she's wise. My attitude is keep her in that role until I find somebody better, and I will. But back to my attitude is everything as I light up a smoke. I'm just gonna, as a brief aside, describe what happened. Legend Gilfrus, while discussing matters with his friends on a thing called a podcast, withdrew a cigarette, a menthol 100, of which name he did not recall. Let's just call them langoustines, which just consequently happened to be a name of small shrimp or lobster. He removed a menthol 100 langoustine from the packet and put the long carcinogenic device into his mouth, and with two clicks, a bright yellow flame emerged from the device, otherwise known as a BIC, MOUSE. Not, just kidding. And withdrew into his boudoir and sat upon his comfortable yet uncomfortable seat, because he was an enigma, Legend Gilchrist was, and inhaled deeply the carcinogenic smoke that would fill his lungs with tar and some amount of tobacco, and he had puffed in and out the carcinogenic smoke that so relaxed him, as it did because he was mentally ill and was informed by a particular therapist that such activity, while not recommended for all, was relaxing and calming. Enough of that. Attitude is everything. So as I mentioned, in my late 20s, up until I was about 45, I had a shitty attitude about life. Life was shit for me. And guess what? As a result, life was, in fact, shit, S-H-I-T. In my mid-40s, I learned of some of these, of a therapeutic device, if you will, called a CBT, for short, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy. And this changed my life. This changed how I would have attitudes about everything. With CBT, or Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, it states that what you think will affect how you behave, will affect your very actions. It'll affect who you are and who you think you are. It's a very powerful device, and if you struggle with depression or anxiety or insecurity and what have you, get yourself a book on cognitive behavioral therapy. There are many out there, and some of them are written as such that they have various chapters, one on depression, one on anxiety, one on insecurities, maybe one on addictions and so forth. And you just read that one chapter and then you apply the practice. And I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to break it down as easy as possible. You think about your thoughts, bad or good. And let's just think my bad thoughts. My life sucks. My life is fucked up. And then I consider that for a second. Is my life really fucked up? Is my life really shit? At the basic level, I ate breakfast this morning. I sat back, I had a cigarette, I enjoy smoking. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I listened to some rock music, I listened to some metal, some Judas Priest, some Iron Maiden, some Metallica, some Drowning Pool, some Aerosmith. I like a band called Chevelle. I relaxed, I hit some water, I talked to a friend, I made a friend, Annette Melissa. I had somebody who wanted to be my friend, who basically told me I was not a good match after having written two messages back and forth. I had all these things, good and bad, happen to me. But I thought about all this, and I thought, you know what, my life is not fucked. That I actually had a good day, despite that motherfucking bitch. Let's just call her Sheila. Or Simba, or whatever the fuck. Despite that negative, evil woman, I had conversations with two beautiful women. One African-American, one white, not that it any matters. I had food, a roof over my head, not much, but something. I had food, I had water, I had a cigarette. Matter of fact, I don't make much money. I'm a retired teacher, maybe I told you that. And I was having a lovely conversation with this woman who noticed my Krav Maga t-shirt. She asked me what that was, and I said, well, it's an Israeli, a very vicious Israeli martial arts that I only had one lesson because of the virus. They shut down for a bit. Currently shut down. And she said, oh, you know, I support the state of Israel. I said, well, I do as well. I do. I'm an American. I'm proud to be American, you know, right or wrong. I'm proud to be a supporter of Israel, right or wrong. No disrespect to you Palestinian supporters or your, you know, Middle East supporters who don't like Israel. But that's what I feel. That's what I believe. That's my attitude, that those things are good. And I got a government assistance card, you know, because I don't make much money. And I had just enough money for some lunch meats for some sandwiches. I like sandwiches. And I wasn't sure if I could afford the bananas, but it turns out I could. And I had like $1.50 left on my card. This federally subsidized card. And you taxpayers out there, I played into the motherfucking system. So don't go, you go, oh, this guy's living off my taxes. So I paid into the system about 20 years, you motherfuckers, in case you're going, oh, this guy's living off me and my taxes. I'm living off my taxes, maybe a portion of yours, but I paid into the system. So I'm getting my just due, if you ask me. Plus, when my books get published, and they will, I will be paying like top-level taxes back in the system. I won't get federally subsidized food. I'll pay for my own food. Just in case you're getting pissed off about like that, what I just said, just know I'm paying back as soon as I can. Anyway, this woman can tell I have like no money, and she lays $20 on me. I'm like, no, you don't have to do this. No, I want to do this because I believe you just told me that you're a writer. I can see that you'll make much money. Just use it for whatever you need. It turns out I needed cigarettes. I didn't tell her that. But I bought me three cigarettes, and I previously had enough for one a pack because I had four packs of cigarettes, so I'm good. So I thought about all these things that happened. And let's just say 99% of them were good, and 1% was bad. In reality, 99.9% were good, and 0.1% was bad. Because that time with Sheila or Simba or whatever, was such a minor part of my day. And so I considered all these things, and I thought, you know, my day was not fucked up. My day was not shit. My day was incredible. My day was awesome. And my countenance changed. I was joyful. I was happy. I was still lonely because I don't got no friends except for Annette and Melissa. They're too busy to talk to me today except for a brief like half hour interlude each. But my life was incredible. My life is IS incredible. And my whole attitude changed. And it started with, one, considering what your beliefs are. Are they negative? Are they positive? Are you telling yourself a lie? And that's the key to CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy. Is your attitude a lie? And my attitude, for let's just count it up, 17 years was a lie. I am fucked up. I am depressed. And don't get me wrong, because the depression is a real thing, and I had clinical depression, like the worst kind. But I was feeding my depression, I call it feeding the beast, with negative thoughts, and I wasn't helping myself. I was making myself worse. Now, had I any sense, I would have gone to a cognitive behavioral therapist if I knew one exists, and they did, and learned how to deal with my negative thoughts and what the lies I was telling myself. And I think that's what a lot of CBT says, is, and there might even be books like along the lines of the lies we tell ourselves. If there isn't, there should be. And if there isn't, I'll write one eventually. The lies we tell ourselves, or the truths we tell ourselves. In either case, we determine what those lies are, and then we tell ourselves the truth. Oh, that's one of them. I think it's a Christian book called Telling Ourselves the Truth. And even if you're not a Christian, read that book, because it's not a Christian book per se. It just has chapters on depression and anxiety and so forth. And I remember that. And you don't have to be a Christian and to read it. And I've recommended it to Christian and non-Christian alike. I don't remember who the author is, but just go to Amazon, type in Telling Yourself the Truth. Buy it if you're struggling with life, depression, anxiety, what have you, and just read the chapter that talks about that particular thing. And I think maybe they'll have a Bible recipe, and I'll blow that off like I do. And read that chapter and consider it and practice it and do it, man. And eventually when I was 45, I met with this guy, Mr. Jeter, and he helped me to learn how to take those lies I was telling myself. And we pretty much dealt with lies. And you say, Bill, you know, you're telling me you have anxiety, panic attacks in the last 2 hours before you can get out of bed. Yeah, well, what is it you're telling yourself? Telling myself I'm going to have a shitty day, so I'm fucked up, I'm afraid about everything, in front of people. Oh, really? Yesterday, tell me. Did people attack you? You know, did they, like, put guns to your head? Did they, you know, did everything go wrong? You know, were you, like, without food and water? Were you, like, in the middle of the desert, starving, anything? No. Did you have a good day? Did everything go right? Well, yeah, basically. So, what you're telling me is that things weren't fucked up, things weren't shitty, that things actually went well, right? Is that what you're telling me? Yes, Gary. His name is Gary. Yeah, I'm telling you that. Well, Bill, you're telling yourself a lie and you're believing it. What the fuck is up with you? And he didn't literally say that. He's a Christian gentleman. But I think if he wasn't a Christian gentleman, he would probably say that. So, this tool, and the reason I'm ranting and raving, this tool is a powerful tool to change your attitude and to change your life and to allow you to live the kind of powerful, amazing, awful, awesome, not awful, amazing life that you are capable of living. And that's what this whole podcast is about. It's to teach you, and right now we're at 18 minutes and 5 seconds, to teach you in 18 minutes and now 8, 9 seconds, what it took me like 5 years to learn. What, how? And guess what? This is free. This is free advice. You don't have to buy the used copy of Telling Yourself the Truth or the lies we tell ourselves or what have you. You can and you should, but you don't have to. All you got to do is, if you got a fairly decent memory, I'll give you a synopsis. What are the truths we're telling yourself? What are the lies you tell yourself? Consider it for a few moments, 5 minutes, an hour, and then tell yourself the truth and believe it and see if it doesn't change not only your actions, your attitudes, and your whole way of living. Gonna prove your situation at work. Your boss is gonna find out, my God, what's up with this guy? What's up with Legend? He was a subpar employee yesterday, but today he's got this attitude like no tomorrow, as they say in American way of speaking. Like, this guy is a real star. He's a real up and comer, because he's got an attitude better than everybody else. Or you might have a relationship. Let's say I don't have a girlfriend. I want a girlfriend, but maybe my girlfriend will go, "What's up, Legend? Like, you always say you love me, but I never believe it. But like right now, you actually really love me. Why is that?" And I was saying, "Oh, baby, I've always loved you. I just been thinking about it and thinking about how I really haven't shown you love. And I practice this thing called CBT, I learned it on this podcast, Legendary Life, and the guy said, just think about the lies we tell ourselves, the truths we tell. And I was thinking about all the lies I'm telling myself. And it turns out, you know, and please don't get me wrong, and this is what Legend as a young man should have told himself, and maybe he would still be married. I didn't appreciate you. And I'm sorry to have to say that, but it's the truth. But I thought, my gosh, there's so many things you do. You work so hard, and you're so beautiful, and you take care of the kids, and so on, and so on, and so on. And I thought about all this stuff, and I thought, man, I just gotta love you like there's no tomorrow. And at work, and I just gotta love my work, even though it's shitty. But I got a job. Many people don't got a job. I just gotta be a friend to those people who don't have friends because they're lonely. And I gotta reach out. I gotta pay it forward. I gotta walk up to that homeless man or woman and just say, Lee, how you doing, man? How's it going? Maybe I got some money, maybe I don't, but I'm just gonna say hi and be your friend for a couple minutes. Maybe I got a couple bucks that, I'm not gonna give you money because you're gonna buy drugs with it, all right? Yeah. You want a sandwich or some bottle of water, something like that? Just share the love, man. Share the love. Pay it forward. Change your attitude. Change your life. This is Legend Gilchrist of the Legendary Life. Peace, my friends. Fly low and avoid the radar.